music somewhat, and I believe they're still searching for their path, and they have a direction that they have and where they want to go. But I'm going to find out a little bit more about them, because all I've heard is a couple of songs. And how about we just start by introducing him? His name is Kaheem. He's the pure, the myth, the legend. And so what do you want to say about yourself, Kaheem?
Why don't you just admit to the public and
I love.
That you love?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you love?
Myself.
Yourself?
And everyone else.
Word. How long you been pursuing music?
Ever since I saw Lil Wayne on BET in the summer of 1999.
Would you say that he's a major influence in what made your decision?
He is 1,000% the influence behind everything.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you feel are great about him? What does he do?
His stage presence. Just the fact that I walked into my uncle's house, I looked to the left, I seen the TV, and all I saw was this little dude with long hair jumping around on stage rapping. And I'm like, I can do that. That looks like something I would like to do.
All right. Definitely sounds like something that's very exciting. I feel like every time I'm doing something in front of a bunch of people, it's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Gives you that ground feel great kind of feeling, you know. It's like a moment sometimes you can't even explain, you know. So I definitely feel you on that.
I didn't do anything about it till 2016 though.
Yeah,
so like 17 years of nothing, and then boom.
Wow. Okay. All right, so if there was an artist that was to reach out to you and ask you for a collaboration, which artist would you pick? Like, what kind of guy would you think you could make, like, a good connection as far as fluency and consistency? You know what I mean? Like, who do you think you could work with and it would be a hit?
It would, without a doubt, be Pharrell.
Pharrell?
Yeah. I would love Kid Cudi, but I know he has his discrepancies with people, so I'll let that relationship build on itself.
Word. Pharrell definitely would be nice.
Yes.
I've heard some new stuff, and it definitely sounds a little bit like he's in there too, along with Lil Wayne.
It's so in the vein.
Like a Lil Wayne Pharrell type of.
It's in the vein.
It's crazy. It's great. It's kind of cool. All right, so if you were to ever be like to the point where you were popular enough for people to recognize you on the street, would you rather have them treat you like a normal person, or would you rather them have like a crazy respect for you and just like there's no way they're going to talk back to you, just let you walk all over them type of thing?
Wow, that's kind of crazy. I don't really like to get into ultimatums, so that's why I lead my life the way I do. I'm a positive person, so there's no reason for anybody to want to come into conflict with me.
Yeah, word. I'm just saying, like, those are exclusive thoughts that I've heard from other people that they say, like, they met this person and was like, oh, I hope I don't say the wrong thing, you know? Because sometimes, you know how they get, like, the power trip?
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's the type of thing I'm talking about.
Well, I don't feel I would have that problem. And I'm not really worried about anybody else that has that problem, because if that's how it goes, that's how it goes. I'll just move away.
All right. Would you want to give back to the community in some sort of way?
Of course.
Have you thought about how you would do it?
Well, obviously, it would require money, but I want to do like I don't know. Just it's a whole lot of different things, but the main thing I want to do is just like provide like a service of like healing.
Where would you do something like LeBron did? Where he,
yeah, of course. Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Free schooling for kids
definitely.
That can't afford
without
it.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. If I had the money for that, like that would definitely be that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're like a philanthropist type. You love humankind, right? All right. So that's cool. That's good to know. Where do you have your music right now? Where can people find it?
I have a couple things on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, every other streaming service. I might take it off of Spotify because of their current actions, but we'll see what happens. I don't think it would be necessary. Maybe I'm just spewing mass media BS.
Okay.
But yeah, I have a lot of music on SoundCloud though. Most of it's on SoundCloud.
What's the name of it? Like,
The Pure of YLTL on SoundCloud.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The Pure of YLTL.
Okay.
And on any other streaming service, I am known as The Pure. Not the band from Nashville, Tennessee. It's all lowercase.
Oh, man.
The Pure. The Pure. It's a picture of a black guy with an afro. Can't miss him.
Okay, so it was good talking to you, The Pure.
Of course.
We'll definitely get back together again at another time, and we'll see how the progress is going. And see
fantastically.
See what kind of projects you got, and talk some more about how you're gonna help the people out.
We have to speak it into existence. So I'm down for that.
We're definitely gonna speak it into existence. That's definitely gonna happen.
I don't want to just be here wasting my time for myself.
Yeah, you know that. Like one of my ideas was, I was gonna start like a 3-on-3 tournament somewhere and do fundraisers that way for kids and actually be the one giving the money. So I don't have to worry about a charity having to pay overhead to run the business, you know? It would be more money proportionately. And it would be fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Basketball is fun, you know? That's what I love to do anyway in my free time, so.
It's one thing we could do. It's a small thing, small step.
Yeah. So we'll figure it out. Anyway, this was Escape with us and have another moment of not worrying about that much in your life. You know, we're over here rambling and stuff, but things happen. So we'll
quality get back content. To you guys.
Peace.
This was my first ever podcast. It was an interview with my friend ESC. My coworker ESC, my colleague ESC, my acquaintance ESC, my soulmate ESC, aka Edward Cipollato, for those that don't know. Until we meet again, Caspure.